welcome back. Midday show.
I didn't see Hugh's hands go up.
No, I was waiting for
it. That was weird.
Come on now. Hugh Douglas?
No, I was looking for something. I was looking for a stat.
He's about to bring the hammer. All right, welcome back. Wow. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys
nervous.
With us.
No. It was about, like, I was looking up, like, if since y'all want to know, I was just curious, like, because we were talking about moving Harper from outfield to the first base. Yeah. From first base to outfield. Yeah. And I just asked the Chat GPT?
AI Douglas.
Right now, currently, is he a better first baseman or outfielder? And it says...
Well, yeah, I wonder what they think, or it thinks.
He said this defense is better at first base than it was at outfield. That's what I was looking at.
I guess I'm not moving Harper there for his defense. I'm moving in there so I can make the lineup better.
Yeah, also, I don't think he's played a great first base this year. Don Mattingly agreed with that, dude. Now, would he be better there because he's been there for 3 years, right, than going back to the outfield cold? Probably, yes. But I don't care.
We went to the World Series with Castellanos,
Brandon
Marsh, Schwarber, and Hoskins
at first. You have some history of still being, not that great in outfield and still being an effective team. So, yeah.
Yeah, they need a bat.
They had a horrendous defense, but... You make up for those deficiencies with good pitching and hitting.
Yes, you do. All right, speaking of winning, so, we need to have a discussion here that we have danced around, I was going to say for a week or two, we've actually danced around this for years. I actually think we dance around this as a fan base, as a radio station, because it becomes the backdrop of all these conversations. So, Jalen Hurts, top 11, he made it on the top 11 list this week. And, we've discussed different things about Jalen over the past couple of weeks, his future, all that kind of stuff. You had the Rocky analogy and all that. But one thing that always seems to come up in the Jalen Hurts conversation, like we will start a conversation, right? And we'll have our great listeners and callers jump in. And inevitably, it's there every time, is it comes back to, well, he wins, right? They win with him. He wins. He's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it is fair to categorize Jalen Hurts as a winner because he's been part of a lot of wins for a lot of years at a lot of teams, programs, all that. He plays winning football. But there is something that I've always, and this is not just a Jalen thing, I've always been uncomfortable with, and that is assigning wins to quarterbacks. Specifically, are wins a quarterback stat? You go to Pro Football Reference, and it does have wins and losses next to their name, right? It's just like completion percentage and yards and touchdowns and all that. It has wins and losses. I don't think they're a quarterback stat. I think we've gone too far with it because I have seen too many games over so many years as a fan where the quarterback doesn't play well, and his team wins. And I have seen just as many the other side where the quarterback plays great and his team loses. And it just has never felt fully right to me that we just assign wins and losses to the quarterback. Let me give you a few examples, and then I'm curious your take on this. Someone as Hugh's played with a lot of quarterbacks and played against a lot of quarterbacks. So I wrote down four different games. And three of them are on one side of a ledger. One's on its own side. Three games. One of them is 15 to 22 for 101 yards passing.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is 14 of 21, 108 yards passing. Another one is 14 of 28, 135 yards passing. Just without knowing anything else, you'd say none of those three games are very prolific or even good.
Mm-hmm.
They're all wins by Jalen Hurts. And then I wrote down on the other side, 27 of 38, 304 yards passing, over 70 yards rushing, four total touchdowns. Dominant, prolific, excellent effort in a loss, and that was Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
No one would say he played like a losing player that day. To me, he doesn't deserve an L next to his name. He played great in Super Bowl 57. He lost because his defense. I don't think wins are quarterback stat. I think they're a team stat. And if I assign them to anyone, to me, they're a head coach stat. Head coaches get defined, but to me, on wins and losses more than and they do anything else. I don't think wins are a quarterback stat. It always comes up in the Jalen thing. Hugh, where do you come down on wins as a quarterback stat?
Oh, it's most definitely a quarterback stat. And you know what? While you were sitting there talking, you know what the thing I thought about was the Baltimore Ravens, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought about that vaunted defense that they had that year that they won the Super Bowl when they had like Sam Adams, it was a Tony Siragusa and all those other guys.
Lewis,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great team.
And I remember how good that defense was that year. But you know what? And you know what? They probably were the only ones, because I was about to say they couldn't score points, but they did. They helped their offense. But at the end of the day, that offense that went out there, if they don't score the points that they scored, I don't give a damn how well that defense played, they're not going to win that game. They did just enough to win those games. And I know that Trent Dilfer, does not get the accolades that he should. Well, I'm not going to say he should because he shouldn't, because that defense was just lights out that year. But the bottom line is this. He was the quarterback of that football team that year that they won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to give him, you know, props or anything, because that defense was one of the better defenses. That defense has been compared to the 85 Bears.
It's the best one I've ever seen.
But
I didn't see 85
Bears. The reality is this. That if that offense doesn't do what it does, they don't win that Super Bowl. And you know what I also thought about when I think about this? It's the more that we talk about the winning is not a quarterback stat, to me that sounds more like it's so we can win arguments. Not saying in this setting, but it's because we have gotten to the point where the quarterback play has changed so much. Because back in the day, it was sitting in the pocket. It was winning by throwing the ball,
mm-hmm.
and that was the measure of the quarterback. That was his stats. But the game has evolved so much. The quarterback position has become so athletic
mm-hmm.
that now you have to measure it in different ways. And for some people, they cannot quantify that because they're stuck in that past thought process of if you're not throwing for 500 yards a game and if you're not throwing this many touchdowns, then you're not as valuable. But – we've always been told, as a former player, that that's the most important position on the field. And when you have a guy back there, he might not have those old school intangibles that you want in your quarterback, like the strong arm or the statuesque body or anything like that. But they find ways to win games. I remember when who was it? Flynn, the guy that was at Green Bay that got traded to Seattle,
Matt Flynn. Yeah.
And I remember when he was paid all that money.
And then Russ came in and took the job.
And Matt Flynn was a better quarterback. He had a better resume at that time. But Russell Wilson had those intangibles that were you couldn't quantify.
Yeah.
I remember, I'll never forget who the guy was, but somebody kept texting me, and he was like, dude, this guy Russell is going to be the starter, I'm telling you. And I'll never forget that. And Russell became the starter.
Mm-hmm. He was good, yeah.
Yes, and that's where the evolution of the quarterback came. When you start seeing guys like that were winning with their legs, that didn't have the strongest arm, weren't the biggest guys, but they were still winning. So now the conversation starts to shift because he doesn't fit the mold of the typical quarterback. Now, in order to win arguments or justify the way you're thinking about it because he's not that guy, it feels like that's when you started to try to take away the wins from the quarterback.
But that's why I use the same person, because to me it's just how you play. Like I think we overcomplicate this. If the quarterback plays great, the quarterback plays great. If the quarterback doesn't, they doesn't. Like, I've seen Jalen Hurts play poorly and they win the game. I mean, we watched it for the entire season this year.
Mm-hmm.
He played poorly in the Buffalo game. They won. He played poorly in games. He played poorly in the Kansas City game. They won. I've also seen the same guy, not a different guy, Jalen Hurts, play excellent football. His team lost. So I don't put an L next to his name. Like, Super Bowl 57. I haven't talked to one person in 4 years that says, he played losing football that night. No, he didn't. You can make the case he was the best player on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost. So like, when it's the same person, that's where I can't rectify. I just can't do it. Like, to me, if he plays great and they lose, I don't give him an L. And if he plays bad and they win, I don't say Jalen won that game. No. The team won the game or the team lost the game. I just think wins are a team thing.
But
there's
players. Where it, like, for me, it's never been like that. That's why I said it feels to me like that's to justify the way you're feeling about how it happened. Now, there's been games where the game's been ugly.
But is
there's
it right just because you haven't felt like,
no,
does it really make sense?
It's never, the way you're thinking doesn't make any sense to me.
But let's go back. Super Bowl 57, Eagles and Chiefs. Jalen played great. Do we all agree with that?
Yes.
They lost.
Yeah.
So he's,
but he still played great. And if he would have won that game, he'd have played great.
Right, that's my whole point. So that's why the wins and losses, I don't need that. He played great. Why do I need to assign a win to feel good about it?
You know what? This is exactly what I'm talking about. You're splitting hairs because, to me, he's the quarterback of the squad.
Right.
Now, and he's the most important guy on the squad, right?
And he did everything he could, and they still lost.
And if they don't score points, we don't win the game, regardless to what the defense does.
Our job. He did everything he could, and they lost because his defense couldn't get off the field.
Okay, but our job. Okay, so you blame that one on the defense. In my mind,
yes.
Joe, That's the defense's fault.
Right, but in your logic, you give him an L. If quarterbacks are if wins are a quarterback stat, losses have to. There's a win and a loss every game, right?
Okay, so he gets the loss.
I don't give a loss.
What you mean? What's the problem?
It doesn't feel fair because the defense lost the game.
You know why? Yeah. How many times have we heard he didn't do enough to win the game? That's on the quarterback, especially when you get the ball last.
But he did do enough to win that game.
This is where we are not going to agree, and no matter what I say, you're not going to understand.
It just doesn't feel fair. It doesn't feel fair.
It's about the way the game has been played forever, or the way that I think about the game. Because as a defender, if I'm on the field in that moment, if Jalen has thrown four touchdowns and the ball is on me, then I didn't do my job, so that's on me.
But you just said wins are a quarterback stat.
If I can't get the quarterback back the ball.
Yeah.
And give him a chance to win, then that's on me as a defender.
But by your logic, you say the quarterback gets an L when you can't give him the ball back. It doesn't make sense. Like, when you were playing with Donovan, and if your defense had a bad day, Donovan lost? No, you guys lost. To me, it works both ways.
See, you're muddying the water.
I'm not. If a quarterback wins,
explain to me how is it that if the quarterback doesn't win, it's the team win. I mean, how does that work for you?
Because if the quarterback plays well and you lose, it's a team loss.
And like I said yesterday, to me it feels like, especially when we have this conversation about Jalen Hurts, that's when we start to split the hairs. And to me, as a former player, it don't work like
but
that.
But I'm just asking you how it makes sense when
it does.
I know your logic makes sense. I'm trying to lay out what is real. Jalen has had games. Let's use the Buffalo game this year, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't play well in Buffalo. Let's just call it for what it is. They didn't have a completion in the second half. It was a really, really tough game for the offense. He won. So he gets a win for that. But Super Bowl 57, maybe the greatest game of his career when you really think about the moment and the game and what Mahomes was doing on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
He was brilliant. And I'm supposed to call him a loser for that day and a winner for the Buffalo game? It's preposterous.
You know what, Joe? I hate to do it like this, but this is the only recourse that you've left me. There's not a person that has played this game that does not feel the way that I do, because that's the way you've been wired to play the game. It's on the quarterback.
So it's the quarterback's fault when you lost.
What you talking about? What you talking about? When? When you talking about in the Super Bowl?
No, when.
Or when you when we lost the game? If we were on the field last,
yeah.
Then and we couldn't get him back the ball. Yes, that's on us.
If he had the ball last and you had given up, you brought up your playing days. I'm curious. If you gave up 30 and it was
on us. That's on the
defense. That's not what you're saying, Hugh. You're saying it's on the quarterback, win or lose. You're telling us that.
No.
So then I'm saying to you.
You started this conversation and you asked me.
Yes.
Is winning a quarterback stat?
Yes.
And then you started to muddy the waters, talking about, well, if he loses this. No, Joe. If the quarterback wins the game, if the quarterback gets a W, it's on him. Bottom line.
If they score
more points than us, then it's on the defense. That's the logic in the game. That's how it works for me as a defender.
It sounds like the water is muddy already.
No, you're muddy in the water because for y'all trying to justify your argument in your stance on Jalen Hurts. Because that's what we're talking about. Jalen Hurts is a winner. And like I stated yesterday, Jalen Hurts has outplayed his peers, the guys that he was drafted with. He's accomplished more than them.
Accomplished.
Yes, he's accomplished more. Accomplished, whatever you want to say.
Forget Jalen for a second. Ben Roethlisberger's first Super Bowl, you might as well have taken a guy out of the crowd to play. That's how bad Ben was that day. Ben won that game.
Was Ben the quarterback?
Yeah, but
did he hoist
the
Lombardi?
He was terrible.
He was the quarterback of the team. That's how it works.
It's not.
It doesn't work that way for you, Joe, but it tracks for me.
Well, let's see what people think. 215-592-9494. Are wins a quarterback stat? We've gone too far with that. It doesn't really explain the game.
If you want to be honest, we've gone too far with trying to diminish what Jalen Hurts has brought to the table since he's been here in Philadelphia.
I just said Ben Roethlisberger.
And I'm bringing it back to Jalen because we're in Philadelphia.
But
we've gone too far.
I think you're
with
totally
how
wrong.
We try to diminish what Jalen Hurts has brought to the
guilty
table.
Of that too?
Can I take a time out? I started this by saying I thought Jalen Hurts was brilliant insert Bowl 57.
No, but this is the gist of the conversation
I'm trying to get a full sentence out. I'm saying he was brilliant in Super Bowl 57. By your logic, he was the loser in that game. He doesn't, because quarterback wins and losses, I have to call him a loser for that game. You have every game as a winner and loser. To me, it's not
okay,
fair.
Okay, Joe, since he got the fumble, he was a loser in that game. But
more than the defense who got rocked by Mahomes?
But like I said, when you talk about, because that's the gist of the conversation you're trying to do all this wordplay and stuff. The bottom line is this. For me and Jalen Hurts, and when I talk about Jalen Hurts, he's accomplished more than any other quarterback in his draft class.
That has to do with the conversation.
Because you're the one that wanted to go here, Joe, so we're here now.
No, but
we're here.
What you're doing is not listening, and you're now.
No, I'm listening because.
I don't think you are, because you're painting me as diminishing Jalen Hurts. I'm trying to give him credit for the best game he's ever played.
But I'm trying to tell you how it works. No, that's how it works for me.
Well, that's your opinion. Okay,
let's see what the people say.
We can, but you don't get to decide how it works. You
215-592-9494.
You get to decide your opinion. I get to decide mine. There's no rules on this. This is how it works. It's our opinion on sports.
Okay, that's fine. Right. And you can have. And my opinion is, it's on. If Jalen wins the game, Jalen gets the accolades for winning that game because he was the quarterback.
Well, and that's fine. But what I can't reconcile is the opposite. When he actually plays great and they lose, I don't blame him. That's why it's frustrating you say I'm trying to diminish him. I'm not. I'm actually taking the toughest night of his career when they lost a Super Bowl, right? And he walked off the field and it was the Chiefs confetti. And I'm saying that wasn't his fault. I don't say loser to that. I say that was a winning effort. So, but by that same logic, on the other side, when I know he didn't play well, like in the Buffalo game this year, I don't say he's a winner. Like, he didn't play well that night. The team happened to win the game. So, like, it's not fair to me when you say I try to diminish him. I'm saying the toughest moment of his career, I thought he played great football.
Life isn't fair.
Right.
And the bottom line is this. When a quarterback wins, when we talk about Tom Brady, we don't talk about Tom Brady losses. We don't talk about him losing to the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Well, I think we should.
We talk about Tom Brady's accolades and how well he played in games, even when he doesn't play that well. You know what's funny? Tom Brady, for the first three Super Bowls that he was in,
right?
Nobody talks about the fact that was defense aided, because that's not the conversation. The conversation is always Tom Brady's the GOAT. I remember being in the station when I first got here. When I first started working at a station, I said, "Oh, the defense is helping him." People had a fit. Oh, what are you talking about?
You were right.
Nobody wanted to hear that.
But you were right.
But nobody wants to hear that. But now, in this day and age, when you have the defense that plays well, and we say, "Well, oh, Jalen did this and that." Oh, well, no, it's the defense.
I disagree.
That's where I draw the line, because it's always been like that. It's always been the quarterback gets the accolades, and all of a sudden now. It's not like
totally
that.
Disagree. The beginning of Tom Brady's career, there were still debates who was better, him or Manning. Until Tom Brady started to play it at MVP level, no one put him in that conversation. Then they kept winning, and he became an MVP level player, and he zoomed past Manning. I remember those debates. I thought it. Manning's better, because Tom Brady was putting up pedestrian numbers. Once Tom started to explode as a player, then he got the accolades.
And you know what?
I think you were right. I was here to have that conversation with you, because I would agree with you.
And you know what? You know what's what all of this is going to do this year for Jalen? Jalen's now, because he has accomplished so much in his career, and now he's in a position where he has to do somewhat what Tom Brady's done, because that's where Jalen is. Jalen's at a crossroads right now. There's no question about that. Jalen's at a crossroads with this new offensive coordinator, this new offense, and he has to prove that it wasn't just about him. Jalen is the most polarizing quarterback in the NFL today, because I was listening to some people talk about him yesterday, and the unfortunate thing about having this conversation about Jalen, it's either you're on one side or the other, but this year is going to tell you everything that you need to know about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't have to be one side or the other. When he plays, well, use any quarterback. I mean, this is not just a Jalen conversation. We talk about wins, the quarterback stat always, right? Forever. Like, I never got it. If you play well, you play well. If you don't play well, you don't play well. How the team ends up doing, to me, that's put way too much on the quarterback, good or bad.
Yeah, but that for me, coming into the NFL and playing like that, that was never a bigger argument than it has
been. It's surprising to me you feel this way, because
Because
there had to be games where you and your defense played well and you lost.
Never thought about it that way.
But there had to be, right? Because, I'm sure there were. I mean, you played with some bad quarterbacks and you played with Donovan, who was an excellent one.
But never thought about it. You think about it because it's
funny.
But
why should he get the credit? Why should any quarterback, Detmer, Peterson, whoever you play with, McNabb, right? Who was in Jacksonville that year?
Who was it? Mark Brunell.
Brunell,
like, and then it was, David Garrard.
It's just crazy to me. And I, for you as a high-level defender, like, if you hold the team to 9 points and any of those quarterbacks pick them out, score 10, and stink it up for 3 hours, why they get a win, that doesn't make
any
sense.
Because he's the most important player on the field.
I get
and
it.
And when you talk about the NFL as a nutshell, the fact that we're sitting around here talking about a quarterback trying to put ourselves, or teams trying to put themselves in position to get a guy that openly gambled on teams should tell you everything you need to know about the NFL.
Well, but they're not trying to get him because he's a winner, Hugh. He just lost 5 out of his last 6 games. They're getting him because he can play.
They're getting him because he's talented, right?
Yes.
And he can help their team win. They feel like if they get this guy, like if the Jets are bidding on this guy, because if they get that guy, that they feel like they're going to put themselves in a better position to win.
Right.
The Jets traded away 2 Pro Bowl defenders trying to put themselves in position to get a quarterback.
But they're not getting him because his win and loss record.
No,
they're getting him because he can throw.
They're getting him because he's the most important guy on a football team.
That we're not arguing. I mean, I'm with you on
and
that.
And so that's why, for me, when you talk about having the most important guy, whether or not he's throwing it for 500 yards or he's running for 200 yards and winning, he gets all the accolades because he's the most important. We have been conditioned to feel like he's the most important guy on the field.
I agree with you on that.
And if he doesn't get the job done, then you have nothing.
I agree, but it's just my perception or my take on this is it's wrong. We put way too much wins and loss on the quarterback.
And
it's a team.
Life isn't fair.
Right, but you don't have to just agree with things because that's the way everything goes. Like, I don't agree with this.
And that's fine.
Yeah, and this is not just about Jalen. It's about, again, I've seen Jalen play great and lose the game. Not his fault. I've seen Jalen play not good and win the game. He didn't win the game. That's the team. To me, it's a team. 53 players. There's 22 on the field at once. It's a team game. 215-592-9494. Your take on that? Because we've danced around this debate for a long time. Are wins a quarterback stat? I don't think they are. Your take on that? We'll get to top 11 yesterday where Bryce Harper came down on this whole thing. I think it's too high. And the Phillies. Is this a World Series team? Are you in or you're out on the Phillies as a World Series team? Plus Father's Day gifts, midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.